Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil the victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
Passion and pride. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's time. There's wonderful power in the blood. Let's worship tonight. There is power.
Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in God. Does that excite you tonight? Praise the Lord. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in His name. There's power in your praise tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I sing that tonight. Makes me want to run. Makes me want to dance. There's power. There's power. Well, there is power. Power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. Makes me want to sing. Makes me want to worship. Makes me get excited about the almighty presence of God. Makes me want to step out, do more for Him. There's power in His name. You see, when we lay back, don't allow God, oh, to have His way, we're not utilizing the almighty power of God. But I'm telling you, when you get a hold of what God wants to do in His house, He'll get a hold of you, put a new energy inside of you, give you something to shout about. He'll put a dance in your step. There's power in the blood. There's power in His name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That excites me. I'm not the only one that should be leaping tonight. Where'd the music go? Let's give everybody one more chance to get in on this. Say, God, give you an opportunity to worship Him for a minute. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, get out of the pew for a minute if you need to. Go ahead and worship God for a minute if you need to. There's power, power, one to work in. Get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, there is power, power, one to work in power in the precious. Praise the Lord. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? Yes, I would. There's power in the blood. Would you do service for your King tonight? Praise the Lord. Would you live daily His praises to sing? Oh, let the praises resound from your lips. There is power, power. There's power. bid you to do. Now's the time to do what God would bid you to do, for there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Spirit is saying, come. Shackles up of you. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? Would you? Would you tonight? Would you tonight? Would you tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take an opportunity just to pray. Service will continue. Take a moment just to pray right now so that those that are praying, hallelujah, that we come into agreement. Just close your eyes. Lift your hands up to glory. Take a moment and let's magnify the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. There's power in the unity of the church. There's power in calling out together. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Lord. Oh, we praise you tonight, God. And every hindrance has got to step aside. Every stumbling block has to begin to flee. Praise the Lamb of God, for we came to worship. We came to demonstrate and put into practice the almighty power of God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Every hindrance, hallelujah, get out from me. Praise God. You believe that in your spirit tonight. Every hindrance, get out from me. Hallelujah. Every hindrance, get up from me tonight. I'm going to obey you, Lord. I'm going to serve you, God. As it reads in the Word of God, with all my heart. I don't know if I've ever served God with all my strength before. I've lifted a lot of things that were heavy before. But I don't know if I've literally gave God everything that I've had until I physically could not go on. I don't know if I've gave God everything before until my mind was finally rid of every, hallelujah, rid of everything that was hindering and standing in the way. I don't know if I've ever gave God all of me to the point where I could finally be in a place where He could dwell and use me to where I could truly reach somebody in a way that they could be drawn and that the signs and wonders would follow you. Hallelujah. I was praying today. My heart began to groan. And I began to cry out. And I'm so burdened. It seems like that I don't spend enough time calling out like I should be. And God was saying to me as I was praying to come and to draw nigh. For I am nigh unto you. And hallelujah, we feel so far away from God and feel like that His Spirit is so far away. But yet if you would just call on Him, He is nigh unto you. He is ever but near you, close to you, closer than a brother, closer than your closest companion. That Holy Ghost is always there to give utterance to when you cry out to God. I don't know why we ever feel like that we're ever away from God. He's right there. I'm tired of being deceived. I'm tired of persuading myself that I am not a child of God. I'm coming in now, not being ashamed. Praise the Lord. You see, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony and my experiences, I'm able to overcome. I'm able to overcome. Did you hear what I said? I'm able to overcome. No other way am I able to overcome those things I do not know cannot change, do not understand. But that which God has already done, that which God is bringing me through, gives me the ability to keep coming in the doors. Well, I'll just wait to praise Him until He does it. He's already given us something to praise Him for. Already provided a way through the experiences and testimonies of our life. So what does that tell me? I always have reason to give praise. I always have reason to give thanks. I never should have a dry moment in my life where I'm not able to cry out to God in such a way that I'm not able to feel the stirring in the midst of my heart. You know, when I was crying out today, you know what I've realized? None of it had anything to do with me. None of it had anything to do with me. And when I got up, everything that was on me was not there anymore. All the things that was heavy upon my heart, all the cares that was upon me had left me. I don't believe that it would have left any other way and had not called out on God. Praise the Lord. So what are you getting at tonight? We need to call out on God. That's what I'm saying. Because there is power in Jesus Christ. Not in a preacher. Not in a song. Not in the ordained time for a service. But in Jesus Christ. When you call out on Him, He will surely hear your prayer. If you need your life changed, if you need it turned around, if you need to be saved tonight, if you need to be delivered tonight, if you need a healing in your body tonight, if you need deliverance inside of your mind, if you are depressed and are afflicted, if you are heartbroken, well, I'm telling you, the list goes on, but there's nothing that God cannot change, that God cannot conquer. He is able to do all things. Able to do all things if you would just call on Him. I haven't prayed out like that in a long time. And faces just began to come across, and I saw how burdened that they were. And I didn't even talk to them, but I could just see and feel. And it made me realize, Jared, get over yourself. Get over everything that you think is an issue. Get over it. Get over it. Go on with your life. Because those faces are far more important than your issues. When you read about Jesus, He wasn't received in Nazareth. Is that the carpenter's son? They knew of Him. That familiarness, the unbelief that came against Him just because they knew Him, hindered the very move of God that He was able to perform in that city. So just because somebody might come against you, might feel like that it's creating issues in your own life, might feel like it's hindering you in your obedience. Get over your issues. Go on and obey God. There are bigger things more important than that. If you want to read the mission statement of Jesus Christ, get in there and read in Mark. Read about that. Read about what He said. It's easy tonight. Church, we need to step out tonight. We need to rid ourselves of those things that would afflict us. Let's step out for Him and agree together. I preached this last night about Jehoshaphat. He was surely going to be overtaken. And yet the one thing that he did, even though he was high in power, high in favor, great king, Asa was his father and Solomon was his grandpa, great kings of the time, but yet when he feared, what did he do? He sought God. He got down and prayed and called all of Judah together. And oh, what a time that we need to be in for the church to come together. What a time that we need to break down, lose our pride, and realize that, yes, we are afraid. Yes, I stand in need. Yes, I need to call out to God. Yes, Lord, I need You to move in these things in my life. Yes, Lord, I am not so strong and powerful that I'm able to conquer all these things. If we are willing to admit that, that's the first step to losing your pride. When I was delivered from drug addiction, That's a true story. I had so many things that I did believe and didn't believe. I had so many things that I had listed out that I thought that that was the way that it had to be before I would ever receive my deliverance. But you know, when I actually was set free, I let go of all that my beliefs. I let go of all my reservations, and I said, God, I don't care how you have to deliver me. I don't care about my beliefs anymore. Lord, I just want to call out on you and be free. Eventually, when we let go of our pride, God is able to step in and intervene in our life in such a way that we're humbled and we can truly be free. Because he who the Son sets free is free indeed. You try to free yourself, you're still bound. No, that's not true. Yes, it is, because you'll be free for a year and then you'll be back in bondage. People will quit something and then they'll be right back to it after a while. Because we're comfortable with it. We're comfortable with it. We're comfortable with it. It's something we're comfortable with. Let's get out of it. Let's get out of it. Let's go on for God. If you are sick and afflicted, call upon the elders and let them pray for you. I still believe in that word. That's not just words on the page for me. Go ahead and sing. Those of you who want to, I'm not forcing you to, go ahead and stand with me. And those of you who want to come up and pray right now, I really feel like God will surely move for your life. I feel the Holy Ghost is in the midst, ready to move and change your life. But listen, come up here with a willing heart and willing mind. Don't make this hard for yourself. Come up here willing. Let go of all your reservations and your pride. And just come up here with that, Lord, whatever you want for me tonight. Don't make it hard for yourself. Lord, whatever you want for me, I'll crawl the floor. I'll run laps, God. I'll do whatever you want me to, Lord. As long as I'm free. As long as I'm free, God. As long as I have that freedom in my life. I'm going to hush now and just, hallelujah. God wants to set some people free tonight. He wants to deliver your mind tonight. He doesn't want you living this way. He said even to the disciples, why would you live in fear? Or, oh, ye of little faith. Yet they were ones that saw the miracles and yet had a hard time with faith. They saw and yet had a hard time. But Jesus is saying, come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'm putting it down. This is your chance, your opportunity to make a statement for your life.